You're listening to SBS News.
For the Shigar family, life in Australia is a far cry from the chaos they left behind in Afghanistan. Shakila Shigar worked as a judge for nearly 25 years, putting away members of the Taliban, murderers, rapists and terrorists. Many were released from prison as Kabul fell. Mrs. Shigar says there was always a sense of fear with her job, but it only got worse once the Taliban took over.
I wasn't only afraid for myself, but I was also afraid for my family, that they wouldn't get kidnapped because the threats were there, and we were targeted by suicide attacks and two judges were assassinated.
Her family was issued emergency visas, but leaving the country proved to be more of a challenge. As the airport was taken over and struck by a suicide bomber, the family then moved from house to house as they tried to depart. She sought the help of members of the International Association of Women Judges. Members of its Australian branch were able to find them a pathway out.
We are thankful to the Judges Association for finding an alternative route to get us out of Afghanistan. We were asked to travel to Mazar Sharif, but it was still a dangerous route as the Taliban was everywhere, and we were afraid we might get caught or they might take our family members.
Eventually landing in Australia via Greece with her husband, three adult children and their families, they've now settled in Melbourne. Mrs. Shigar was the former head of the Afghan branch of the association, and her connections here moved swiftly to do what they could to help. President of the Australian Association of Women Judges, Fleur Kingham, says there was always plans to assist if such a scenario eventuated.
The association was working hard with the Afghan Women Judges Association about what might happen when the Americans and Australians and others withdrew from the country. So we made a commitment then through the International Association that we would not forget them and that we would do what we could.
And they haven't forgotten. So far, they've helped at least 17 judges and their families to settle in Australia. They're now linking these women with former and current Australian judges through a buddy program. Ms. Kingham says it's about recognising their skills and the important role they played in their own country.
I think they appreciate an organisation that understands their role, their status, their position, their education. And so we are doing what we can to ensure that they continue to be recognised in that context. And the association has gained so much from it.
One of those former judges is Diana Bryant, a retired Chief Justice of the Family Court of Australia. She's been helping Mrs. Shigar and her family. Ms. Bryant says they've developed a real connection.
So I sort of see my role as being almost part of the family and doing family things, but also very much supporting Shakila, who it's difficult for the older women. I think it's older women judges especially. The newer group who've come are younger, but it's difficult for the older ones. They had a prominent position in their society, and having something to look forward to is difficult. So I see that as really important.
It's hoped this buddy system with some of Australia's best current and former judges can give these women an opportunity to utilise their legal skills in some capacity. One option is to help to train some of them as mediators or to connect them with law schools so they can pass on their unique legal and cultural knowledge. Mrs. Shigar's eldest son, Ahmad, got married 5 days before the Taliban seized power. His hopes of a bright future in his homeland were dashed. But as a lawyer, he's hoping he'll also be able to pursue his legal career once again.
We have worked a lot in Afghanistan. My father was an engineer, my mother, who was a judge in Afghanistan, and is still a judge. But we have just changed our location to Australia, and we were an educated family, so our pathway is education.
Mrs. Shigar says she's very grateful for the help and support her family continues to receive, both from the Australian government and from people like Ms. Bryant.
She introduced us to people, to beaches and to places that we haven't seen before, and it was very important to be connected to these places. She has helped us a lot and we feel so lucky and think that we have a sister here.
While life may never be the same, this family, like many others, plan to give back what they can to a place that has provided them with safety and security. Gloria Kalesh, SBS News.